Welcome to the Slow Living Podcast. If you are ready to ditch hustle culture for good while continuing to meet your personal and professional goals, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Stephanie O'Day, and I work with overachievers from all over the world who are ready to stop living life in triage mode and start living the life of their dreams, one filled with abundance, joy, and a sense of purpose. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not endured. Let's get started. Hi there, Slow Down Society. So if you're a fan of the podcast, you're going to absolutely love the book. Slow Living, Cultivating a Life of Purpose in a Hustle-Driven World is now available wherever books are sold. Buy it for yourself, your children, your friends, and your neighbors. You can get all the juicy details at stephanieoday.com/slowlivingbook. Trust me, this is hands down the best $20 you'll ever spend. Hi there, Slow Down Society. Steph here, and welcome to another edition of the Slow Living Podcast. We are on episode 207, and this is the first part of the final session with Kelsey. We agreed to work together for 6 weeks, and we broke up these podcast episodes into 30-minute chunks because it's just easier for you as a listener to listen. There's a lot in each episode. That's how real life coaching is. There's not an actual concrete agenda for each call. We just go in talking about what's been happening and then maneuver into what the next best step to take is. This episode, I think you'll hear that Kelsey is stronger and she's better at advocating for herself and protecting her personal boundaries and realizing that the world will keep spinning even if she doesn't bow down to others all of the time. And so we talk a lot about that in this episode. Also, the coupon code for the Simple Shortcuts to Peace course is still running. You can access the course at stephanieoday.com/peace, P-E-A-C-E. The coupon code is all one word, caps, I love me. And I think that's essentially the theme that Kelsey has shown to us, that moms and women at times put the needs of others first, and they feel fulfilled by putting others' needs before their own. And it's fine for a while until all of a sudden it isn't, and you crack and you start to feel overwhelmed and overburdened and feel resentful that everyone is at times, it feels like they're taking advantage of you. And so it wasn't something that we decided on purpose to focus on with Kelsey when we first started working together, but this has morphed into the new her, and you can hear her starting to push back and protect those boundaries. And that's what this episode is all about. Okay. Enjoy, and I'll be back at the end. Bye. Kelsey, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
It's been a minute since we got to chat.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And you've got a new haircut. It looks great.
It's all gone.
I really like it. How do you feel?
Great. I know it. Everyone can't see me. I used to wear my hair in a bun every single day, like right on the top of my head, huge, big old mom bun every day. And now I've cut it like a short little bob. So, oh, I am free.
What's it feel like in the shower?
It feels like I'm saving so many dollars on shampoo.
Yeah. Okay. So how many years did you have the mom bun?
So at least two this time. And then before that, probably like three. Every couple of years, I'll just get frustrated and chop it all off. But it's actually my friend who cut my hair this time. And we talked about it, and I clam up and I'm like, oh, I don't know, whatever you think works. But I talked it through and we tried a few different things, and I kept my bangs really long so I could tuck them behind my ears. And I'm like, I'm so glad we talked about it because this is great.
Good. Good. Okay. So you said before that in previous times you were frustrated and that's what prompted the haircut. What prompted it this time?
You told me to. I was
Okay,
getting
so
frustrated with my hair anyway, but
okay. Wait, what? Wait, I don't even remember me telling you this. So why did I tell you to cut your hair? Because you wanted to, or
yeah, I
okay.
wanted to. I know that it. I don't enjoy having it up all the time. I'd like to have it down and having some movement in it. So, and it just feels so much lighter.
Yeah. Okay. And then were you neglecting doing it because of time, because you think you shouldn't spend the money, or just you hadn't gotten around to it for a few years?
Well, I never put myself first, right? So I never made it a priority.
Okay. Okay, got it. So it's interesting. Speaking of putting yourself first, I turned on the computer. And I've been on the computer, and you didn't join the Zoom room 15 minutes before today.
I was goofing around on my phone.
You still, I mean, you still were early. You still were plenty of time. But the idea, so you had said at one point that your dad said if you're not 15 minutes early to everything, you're late. Yeah. Have you ever been late to anything?
Yeah, and it's the most sweatiest, stressful situations.
Okay. Yeah. But the world kept spinning.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. I'm only bringing it up because being ingrained at a really young age to put the needs of others first and never let someone wait for you is a good life lesson and important, especially like for work and to show up and things, but for friends and for other stuff. Being on time or exactly on time doesn't mean you're late. And can you feel that now or not really?
Yeah, and I think it's because I'm putting myself and my needs first, right? Like, there was a lot of times where I would be just absolutely ripping my hair out to try and get Theo kindly into the car because he does not do transitions well. And now I'm like, okay, let's just take our time and talk it through. You know, we'll get there when we get there. And I'm feeling less like pressured to get there immediately. So it's been, I'm putting myself first. So.
Good, good. I saw Leo, not Leo, excuse me. Leo is another child in my life that popped in my brain. Okay, so I saw that Theo you wrote for like the past few weeks struggles what in its transitions and
Yeah.
your niece hasn't been able to babysit the way you wanted these last few weeks.
No.
Okay.
I've been relying on my in-laws still just for the 1 week or 1 day a week that I go cleaning, and she's been pretty busy. She's doing a course or something, so but she is coming on Thursday to take care of Theo, so
Okay, and when will school begin again?
Early September. I'm not sure exactly which day. It's staggered because Theo's going into senior kindergarten and they want the juniors to come in first and get used to it before the seniors come.
Okay. And then I'm gonna get into all of the wins because I know you have a lot of wins, but I want to make sure that we touch upon what you want to work through, and that's the new normal in creating the everyday once school starts and what things look like. And my hope is that they look freer to you.
I'm hoping so too. When I started all of it, it was very much time blocking, but I'm realizing the time block, like I don't do it every day, but it set me up for success. Like it showed me how much time I really had. So with knowing those routines and stuff, I think I will feel freer.
Okay. And then for the school hours, when you're like quote unquote alone, but you're not really, I know what you mean. I know how quickly the school day lapses. Are there any like real goals or back to school resolutions you want to try and incorporate?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I've been dabbling a little bit in weightlifting. I'd like to get a little more of that in with I put in my journal today that I'm going to like readjust my morning stretching routine and incorporate a little bit more of that.
Okay, and do you have weights already in the house?
Yeah, they're fives, which seems kind of heavy, but I
Okay.
mean, it's working.
Good. Good for you. Okay. And is the idea that you're going to do those things while they're at school?
Yeah, I'm figuring because the sun's gonna come up later and later, which it's already like I'm going out at 5:15, and honestly, like I'm a little scared because it's so dark. But oh, we haven't actually spoken on here since I saw the skunk. I went on Wednesdays, which was garbage day, and I ran into a freaking skunk.
Oh,
So I don't
yikes.
go on Wednesdays anymore. And it was like at the forefront of my mind like crazy. And I'm like, Ryan, this is stressing me out. And he goes, why don't you go the next day? And I was like, okay, I could run 2 days in a row. It won't kill me, right? So we problem solved that together. But yeah, hopefully with the sun coming up like a little bit later, I can go after the bus stop and I can do all of my things after the bus stop. And then I'll have more time for wellness in the morning of journaling and having maybe even meditation. Who knows?
Yeah. Okay. So I've got your worksheet up. You have like a laundry list of wins and like it's pretty phenomenal. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I really pushed myself and like I left all of the things like I did them the Tuesday after all of the things I didn't want to do, which was like calling the doctor and asking Courtney to come cut my hair and setting up the play date. And I felt uncomfortable and like before I did them, but then after I was like, that's not so bad. I can talk on the phone. I'm pretty personable. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay. So in your brain, you had built it up to a bigger hurdle than it really was.
Yeah, phone calls? I don't know why. Phone calls? I pretended like I was calling for the children because I have no issue with calling the dentist or the doctor or whatever for the children. Like I've called the orthodontist like 3 times this week for Finnegan. So it's easy. I just pretend like, "Oh, I'm doing it for the kid or my meat suit." You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so how are you feeling in your quote unquote meat suit?
Good. So today I successfully finished the first week of Couch to 5K, and now I'm on week two, day one, and I did it this morning. I was a mess when I got home, but I did it. Like I did the whole thing. I didn't give up once. I pushed through and I did it. So I'm a bit sore, but like my body feels really good.
Okay, so what is your routine? Are you wearing earbuds and listening to something, and then it's also talking to you, or how are you doing it? What's it look like?
I started with the binaural beats in there, but now I have the binaural beats while I'm like getting dressed and stuff. I switched it to what do they call it? Like an EDM 170 remix music. So it's just like a bunch of crazy, almost like techno songs, but it's going to the beat of 170. So it helps me keep pace with my running, which is good because I thought I was going too fast at one point. And then, so I turn that on in the background, and then I have the Couch to 5K talking to me on top of that. So I'll hear it and it'll buzz through. The only thing is I can't switch songs, so I just have to deal, but it's not so bad.
Okay. Good for you. I'm glad because some people have like really big obstacles when it comes to doing things. Like, how am I going to hold the phone and hear it? Well, I can't wear the earbuds because I'm running outside and that's not safe. Or I really just like music, or I don't know what to wear, or I don't have the right sports bra. And you were able to work through all of that, and do it.
I don't put a lot of thought into it now. I don't give myself time to self-negotiate. I just, like today, I was only wearing one headphone. Usually I wear two. I was already at the door. I was like, well, this is how we're going today. It's already happening. I just don't even give, I'm just like, make a decision now because you're doing it now and this is how it's happening. I don't give myself time to think about all of the things that could go wrong or what doesn't feel right, or I just fix it for next time.
Good for you. Good for you. And you're having success and that you're feeling motivated. But then physically, there must be changes because what did your Fitbit tell you?
Oh, yeah, I've been looking at that for a long time. So it has like a cardiovascular score, and it was poor to fair for the longest time, which is the lowest level, which means that like I am huffing when I'm running, which is true. I was. But after completing the first week properly, I moved up to fair to average. So I'm moving up in the
Nice.
world, and my resting heartbeat went down as well. So that's always positive.
That's wonderful. Wow. That's a big deal, Kelsey.
Yeah, I've been staring at that for a long time, wondering when it was going to change. I check it every day.
That's awesome. I'm proud of you. I'm proud
I'm
of
proud
you.
of me.
I'm proud that you're proud. That's a wonder. Oh, gosh, what a great feeling.
It is.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. As far as you and I know haven't coached, but we've been emailing daily. Talk to me about the family occasions you were worried about.
The August birthdays. Yeah, so I was stressing about them. They would have been tomorrow, but it all got canceled. My dad said he doesn't want to celebrate. He doesn't want to have a big party. He said if he gets a sniff of a party, he'll be so gone on his motorcycle, is what he said. So I was like, all right. And they said they're going to go up and visit my stepmom's mom, who we call Nanny. She's getting up there, and I think she has Alzheimer's now, so they've been visiting her as much as possible. So they're going away, so I don't even have to see my sister this weekend.
Okay, and what feeling did that evoke?
Relief. A lot of relief. I didn't buy anything for her yet, so that's nice. And I got a gift card for my dad. I'm gonna give it to him when I go back over. The kids always draw him a picture of him on his boat or whatever he likes to do. Monkeys on motorcycles, he loves that too. So yeah, feeling pretty
Okay.
good about it.
Okay. All right. We're approaching fall, and then we will have the winter holidays. Am I correct that you will need to interact with your sister?
Yeah, over the holidays for sure.
Okay. On which occasions?
December 24th is my stepmom has claimed it. That is her day, and that's the day we all come to her house.
Okay. And is it mostly eating or mostly opening presents, how does that unfold?
We eat dinner and then we all open a present, but it's always pajamas. And
Okay.
every year my nephew is mad. Every year he opens it and he's like, "Pajamas again? I thought I was getting a gift."
That's really
So I'm
cute.
looking forward to that.
Okay. And then in the past, has there been like a confrontation or an altercation with your sister on that day?
Not usually on Christmas. Usually Christmas is pretty okay, but I don't know, maybe she's giving me some grace because she knows Christmas is my favorite, but yeah, not too much around Christmas. It's usually pretty good. It's always birthdays, like making comments about eating and stuff like that, but
Okay. What strategies do you want to put in place to kind of protect yourself and shield yourself from her, at least on that day, if we know it's coming up?
well, I have those prompts, and I can pull that page out and put it in my pocket of saying that's not kind, and did you mean to say that out loud? And then I bring the desserts, and they always go out in the garage. So I'll be like, oh, I'm just gonna go check on the desserts, and I'll have some space in the garage, and I know that like everybody will be watching the kids, so that'll be okay. And yeah, I think just being able to have like a little bit of space to have a breather for a second and.
Okay. I like that. I like proactively planning escape hatches, and doing so in a way that feels a little authentic and not, I'm trying to get away from you, because people can feel that energy. But it's the idea of putting yourself first and not worrying about others. I mean, even down to the point of arriving on time to this Zoom call versus 15 minutes early. Like, I'm still gonna like you no matter what. And it's you having that idea that this is who I am and I like myself. I'm not gonna bend over backwards and twist and contort to try and make someone else happy. They're either happy or they're not, but I like me. I like me. Kelsey's great.
I like me too.
Good. Good. Okay. What other wins do you want to share?
Oh, I don't remember what I wrote down now.
Okay. Well, so you had talked about 30-day goals.
Oh,
And
yeah.
so you finished one. So which one did you finish?
I finished. Look at you can see them all there. I did all of those ones. So
Wait,
this is the
where?
not smoking. Ooh.
Where am I? Oh, sorry. We're not sharing screens, but on the list of on the pre-call worksheet.
Yes, so I did
Okay.
the 30-day of not smoking until 4 p.m.,
Got
which at the
it. Got it.
beginning I said it was very easy. I put
Yeah.
stars above the days that were extremely difficult for me and that I
Okay.
was like having a hard time with it. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days at the very end. And
Okay.
I missed one day. There was one day that I smoked during the day because Ryan was home and I just smoked and I went and read books in my bed all day, which was nice and relaxing, but.
Okay, and then how was that? You decided on purpose to do that. So, because it was a choice, did you beat yourself up afterwards?
Well, you know what's funny is it would have been my last day, and I chose to extend it because I thought to myself, I'm always so hardcore about these things. I know I have care for the children right now. I'm gonna do something for me. And I went out there and I made that decision and I said, I'll finish this 30-day challenge tomorrow. It's no big deal if it takes 31 days. Like you said, if it takes 45 days, no big deal. So I wanted to like show myself that too, that it didn't matter that I took an extra day. So I took that day for myself and God, I read for hours. It was lovely.
Now, talk to me for about the smoking, because probably people are listening and thinking, well, why doesn't she just stop altogether? And that has never been one of my goals for you. Has that ever been one of your goals for you?
Well, I'm honestly happy with like I'm down to about a quarter of what I did before. I don't spend any money on it. I just whatever Ryan has available, I'll smoke that. And I have edibles now. I've been making the oils. I'm happy where it is. I feel okay with it. I eventually, yeah, maybe I'll quit eventually, but I can still do all of the things I want to do and I'm still reaching my goals and it's not holding me back.
No. So and that's the big takeaway, is it's not holding you back, and as of right now, it doesn't appear to be affecting your health in any way. Is that correct?
No, I mean, I ran today for quite a while. So, and I'm
Good
not
for you.
huffing and puffing and falling over and coughing. So,
Good for you. Good for you. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. For you wanted to kind of stack some 30-day challenges. What are we thinking moving forward?
I've been having a really hard time getting my water in. My water bottle, how many ounces is this thing? I think it's about 20 ounces, and I'd like to get two of those minimum in a day. I know that it's supposed to be more like four for my weight, but I don't think that that's realistic for me. So I was thinking two water bottles a day, and then that would be my 30-day challenge.
Okay, so that's a grand total of 40 ounces.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like that's about, it might be a 24 ounce. Let's say it's 48. I
Okay.
believe it's a 24 ounce. I don't know. I don't
Okay.
know ounces very well. I know
No, that's
milliliters.
fine. So, are you drinking other stuff also, like coffee, tea, LaCroix?
I drink coffee. I only have about two a day, though.
Okay.
And then I don't drink anything else because I don't. Well, I started drinking like artificial sugar. We call them squirt drinks, and we had a soda stream, so I was making those. But that sucralose, it makes my legs very heavy, and it just has like a really negative impact on my body. So I stopped drinking that. I just drink water. We had Dr. Pepper in the house for a while, which I'm gonna make a reward for my 30 days of drinking water is I get Dr. Pepper after. But again, I can't really trust myself to have like a whole 12 pack in the house because I'll go to town.
Okay. Is the idea of drinking more water because, quote unquote, they tell you you're supposed to, or because you think it will help fill your stomach and then you'll eat less food, or what is the idea? Why do you want to drink more water?
I guess it's a little bit of they, but in the fact that I know that I should be getting water through my system to like help with digestion and, keep me hydrated, especially because I'm sweating so much in the morning running, right? I've got to replenish that as well, and it's
Okay.
just good for me, right?
Okay, and what's the hang up been so far? Why haven't you done it?
I'm not thirsty, I guess. I try. I put it places that I know where it's going to be, and I drink like maybe one a day now. So I'd really like to get it up to two.
Okay, and are you trying to drink all 24 ounces at the same time, or like what are you doing?
I just sip it, and then when it's empty, I'm going to mark down one, and then I'll fill it again and hopefully finish the second one by the end of the day.
Okay. What is going to be your strategy for drinking it?
I think I'm gonna set like, cause now I'm not gonna be messaging you in the morning, so I can set a new timer, and that'll prompt me like a couple of hours at like a times during the day, like, oh, stop, have some sippies, and then sippies. I'm talking to the kids now.
Yeah.
Have some sips and then carry on.
Okay. So if you set a timer, for like every 45 minutes and then drink water. I mean, I can't see your water bottle, but a 24-ounce water, how much do you think you can feasibly drink each hour?
Maybe like a quarter of it.
Oh, okay. That's a glass. That's 8 ounces, right? 8 times 4? No, 8 times 4 is 32.
I don't know. I don't know ounces. We should switch to milliliters. I don't know.
Okay, so that's 6 ounces. Sorry. Yeah, and I don't know milliliters. 6 times 4 is 24. That one rhymes. I know that one. Okay. One thing that might be interesting is if you know it's a quarter, if you then pour it into a glass and just drink the glass.
Oh, so I can physically see how many I'm getting through. Yeah. Yeah, I
Maybe.
could do that.
Maybe. Yeah.
I've got cute little cups. I might as well use them.
Okay. I want you to do it because you want to, not because they tell you to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know I'm gonna have to pee so much. That's my resistance. That's why I don't want to do it. Like I know that in my like the back of my mind, it's like I don't really want to because I don't want to have to pee every 20 minutes. But I know it's good for my health, and that should make me want to do it. But I'll get there.
Yeah. Well, in the peeing every 20 minutes is a real thing until you get used to being fully hydrated, and then your body will start utilizing the hydration better. But it might take 2 to 3 weeks. Are you willing to put up with peeing every 20 minutes?
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
So I know last we spoke, you had said that you had lost 24 pounds. Are you trying to get to a certain number or a certain size?
Ah, I actually wrote about that this morning, that I was nervous to make it like a specific weight or like a specific size goal because I'm afraid that I'm gonna put too much emphasis on that, and I'm gonna be very focused and disappointed if I don't hit that weight. So I'm just kind of letting it happen as it happens. And I gained a little bit since we talked since then, but then I'm right back down to where I was. It kind of just like went up a bit and then right back down. So.
Okay, so focusing on the couch to 5K and the water, chances are the side effect might be shifting a few pounds. Okay, and you're cool with that.
Yeah, I'd like to lose weight. I'm nervous to keep track of it because it kind of gives me flashbacks to Weight Watchers and like how upset I would get if I didn't get there. So I'm using those points purely as data. I'm not trying to put any emotional like weight on it.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you. In the homework I was looking through, I'd given you an assignment to do the main character PDF and do character traits. How did that work out for you?
Good. I picked honest, loving, curious, responsible, humble, kind, anxious, resilient, and funny.
You picked all really positive character
Well,
traits.
anxious. I had to.
Well, yeah. Okay. So that's you now. You of 6 to 8 weeks ago, would you have picked such positive traits?
No, not at all. It would have been, gosh, what are some of the sad? Timid, shy, lazy, like it wouldn't have been positive things. But I love myself so much more now. I see the positive things in me, and I don't relate to what I used to be. It's not, it's there's a disconnect now, and I almost can look back at it. Especially hearing myself before. That makes me. Yeah.
Okay. So actually hearing the podcast recordings. Okay. When you hear them and it bums you out, is there like a recovery process that you go through, or like are you bummed for a certain amount of time and then you snap out of it, or do you have to like physically do something or psychologically do something to shift?
By the end of the episode, I'm happy. Like, I'm happy that I'm further along, and I'm happy that I'm not sitting in that sadness anymore and like wallowing in pity. Like, by the end of the episode, I'm just so proud that I've grown and I've tried to change and I have changed.
You have, yeah. In your real life, has anyone said anything to you?
My stepmom, she notices the changes and stuff. She asks me. She's always looking for the new thing to do, right? So she's like, "What are you up to? What are you looking at? What are you doing?"
Okay.
So
So this is your stepmom versus your real mom, and your real mom had listened to the podcast. And I say real, and that's for lack of a better term. So
yeah.
I apologize for in advance for having offended people. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, birth mom. Yeah, or regular. I don't know what the right word to. I don't know what the right word to say is. I apologize for that.
It's okay.
Okay.
She's grown a lot since then. She wouldn't take any offense to that. Like maybe when she first got divorced, but now she likes Sue just as much as I do. We all get along, so that's really nice.
Yeah. Okay. Are you worried that you're going to revert back to what is it you said, timid and lazy and a few other
Insecure.
adjectives into, yeah,
Yeah.
not fun feelings.
I'm worried, but I there's this like how can I explain it? Like the way that I'm feeling, it almost feels like a warmth in my chest of confidence that I won't go back, that I
Ooh,
can
a
change and I can hold on to what I've it's I feel like that's what confidence and I haven't felt it for a long time, so I feel like that's confidence. I'm not 100% sure yet if that's what that is, but
Warmth in my chest feeling of confidence. I love that. I love that.
it's almost like I tell Finnegan, like, when you go to school, you know that my heart is like rainbow to your heart. We always say that. And it's almost like that. It's almost like a love for myself.
A love for myself. Good job, Kelsey.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Okay. What are you the most worried about as we round out the end of this calendar year? And I want to just really be thoughtful and create a plan to get in front of your worries.
I think my main concern is the binge eating. That's something that you can just slip back into so quick, and it kind of knocks down everything else because if I binge eat, how am I going to run in the morning without like throwing up, right? Because I'm still full when I wake up when I do that. I still have a full stomach. It feels disgusting. So yeah. But again, I don't want to do it, and I think that I can hold off. I'm pretty sure I can. I can.
What will you remind me? So Theo is going into senior kindergarten. What age and stage is Finnegan in?
Finnegan's 8 and he's going to be going into grade 3.
Okay. Are there after school sports or anything that can happen around 6 p.m. so you're not tempted to binge eat because you're out of the house?
Binge eating usually happens after I put the kids to sleep.
Oh, so nighttime.
Yeah, but that's why 8 o'clock closing the kitchen at 8 was so beneficial for me. Because I wait until everybody, like the kids go to sleep, Ryan will come down here and play games, and then I'm sneaking into the kitchen. And you know what? Yesterday I had my hand on the pantry door and I was like, oh, no, it's a bad idea. And I walked away. So.
Okay. All right. In a perfect world, what is your nighttime kids are in bed routine?
Okay, so after I put both kids to bed, then I do the circle of the house, which is locking the doors, closing the curtains, setting up the dishwasher, making sure there's nothing in the sink. If I'm running the next day, I'm setting some things up and just basically setting myself up for success. And then I go in and I brush my teeth, I put my mouth guard in, and usually I'll like watch a show or read a book or something, and then I'll go to sleep.
Okay. And is it on days that you're not as tired that you're more apt to head to the kitchen?
I think so. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Interesting. Do you think it's like a physical, like my stomach actually feels empty right now and I want something, or is it like I was so good today, I deserve this, so I'm gonna go reward myself, or is it because
I
you feel
used to think.
bummed or like what, yeah, what happens first? What's the press pre prepices pre precipice, whatever that word is.
Precipice?
Precipice, yeah. I'm spitting into the microphone.
It used to be, oh, I was so good, I deserve this. But now I know that it's not about like deserving. You don't have to deserve anything. You're entitled to whatever you want. So now it's more of like I guess it's more linked with boredom. Like when I got everything done, the kitchen is clean, and I'm going in the bedroom and I sit down and I like to like munch on things while I'm watching shows or reading books. So that's kind of what clicks, and or if I'm still very stressed from the day, sometimes that'll make it happen too.
Okay.
It's just like it pops in your head like you could binge right now. And I'm like, ooh, I could. What could I binge? And now I just like again, I don't let myself think about it. I'm like,
Do you
no,
think
I
it's
made
a
the decision.
stress release? Like, do you feel real, like, I know later you feel like, oh, I overdid it, and you're heavy and using your words, gross feeling. But is the first like bite, like a huge stress relief, and you actually get that dopamine, like,
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
okay. Is there anything that you can do or a hobby that can happen that you're looking forward to that isn't the binge?
Like specifically at nighttime or? I do love to embroider. So, and that uses my hands. So I could do that and also watch a show at the same time. I'm mostly listening documentaries and stuff. So I could do that. I have it right beside my bed because it's one of the things that I wrote on the list of if I feel like binging, I could do this instead. So
Do you like it, or is it like, I don't really
the one
want to
I've got right
embroider?
now, I don't love, but I might just start a new one then, right? This one's very intricate and it's just very nitty gritty. So I like one that's a little more free flowing and easier to do.
Yeah, so it's like I would want you to do something that is fun and exciting, like popcorn, like you're really excited to look forward to it, kind of thing.
Video games would be.
Yeah.
I could play. I bought a video game. I've been trying to play it, but Theo doesn't let me on the Switch like ever. Anytime that I'm like, ooh, I could play a game, Theo's like, I want to play a game. So I was like, ah, dang it.
But the gaming console is being used by Ryan in the evenings, is that right?
No. He's down here. This is like, I'm on his. He does everything on the computer. I wish I could show you it. He's got like three screens up here. He's set. So he's down
Okay.
here doing that. I play on the Nintendo Switch.
Okay. Okay. All right. Think about it, because everybody's different. I mean, some people have like this nightly ritual that they brew tea, or and then take a bath, or something like that. I like to do a 10-minute or 15-minute yoga video, something to unwind that I do look forward to, and I would want for you to see if there's something that would really be rewarding.
The hot
If
tub.
it,
I could go in the hot tub.
you have a hot tub,
We have a hot tub.
Kelsey, you're like living the life.
Oh, Ryan saved and saved and saved for so many years. Like, I bet you 7 years he saved for that.
Aww.
And he uses it every single day.
Okay, but you do not.
No, I don't use it half as much. Sometimes he can get me in there, but most of the time I'm like,
Does that sound relaxing and fun, or does it sound like, ugh, and now I have to get wet and it's a lot of work?
it. I like the way I smell after it. So yeah, and I feel like it like helps with like pimples and stuff too, right? So that's always nice.
Okay. The steam part. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just think about it, because everybody's different and whatever. So, okay. Okay, guys, that's the end of episode 207 with Kelsey. Thank you. We talked an awful lot at the end of this about binge eating, and that's a personal struggle for Kelsey. And I know for many, many women and listeners, you too may have this same struggle. Kelsey has worked with a therapist in the past. I am not a therapist, and I am not diagnosing. I am not saying anything except for helping her to come to terms with what it is she wants to do, and helping her work through strategies that may or may not work. And so we tweak and fine-tune and modify to discuss pattern interrupts to kind of interrupt the thought cycle. It's not a fix or a solution. It's implementing tiny little baby micro habits that over time become like part of who you are in your identity. So then when you're looking back on like, oh yeah, I used to do that, but now I do this. And that's what really what the difference kind of is. There's a few past podcast episodes that I want to make sure that you have on your radar. 93, celebrating wins. When you're on a winning streak, reward yourself, but don't reward yourself with a behavior that you're trying to dismiss. So that's why I'd asked, like, are you binging at night because you had a great day or something like that? 94, sustainable consistency. This is the Slow Living Podcast. This is not all or nothing. This is not hustle culture. We are doing things in a slow, steady, and sustainable way. And then episode 100, I titled, What Exactly Is Life Coaching? And it's really deciphering between coaching and therapy and when it's appropriate and when it isn't, and the overlap and the differentiation. Again, that Peace Course coupon code is all one word, caps. I love me. And you can find that at stephanieoday.com/peace. And I will be back in your earbuds next week with the second half of this week's coaching session. If you are ready to start living slowly and ditch the hustle mindset for good, reach out to me. I'm a real person and you can track me down online at stephanieoday.com. Also, if you found value in this podcast, please share it with your family and friends and tag me on Instagram at Stephanie O'Day. While you're at it, go ahead and leave a positive review on your favorite podcast app. The more we share, like, the more people we can reach and share the Slow Down lifestyle and messaging. Thank you, Slow Down Society, and have a great day.